RioDel took the first step to amend its personal cannabis cultivation regulations at their November 7th City Council meeting. The existing ordinance was updated in July due to passage of Proposition 64 allowing for adult recreational cannabis use and personal cultivation. Prop 64 said that local governments have the right to regulate, but not prohibit, indoor cultivation, which includes the use of greenhouses or detached accessory buildings. The city chose to limit personal cultivation solely to a detached accessory building, with other indoor cultivation options being banned. The League of California Cities has recommended that cities follow the intent of Prop 64, which provides for indoor cultivation up to 6 plants, or a city could be vulnerable to a legal challenge. According to City Attorney Russell Gans, the current regulation could be considered a ban on personal cultivation, as many residents don't have access to a detached accessory building. The revision also proposed changing the allowable area for cultivation from 150 square feet to 50 square feet. A renter would need the written permission of the property owner under this revision as well. Councilmember Susan Strawn was the lone vote against the revised ordinance. Councilmember Gordon Johnson was absent. The ordinance will be voted on at the next City Council meeting for final approval. A permit and city inspection would still be needed for compliance. The election held the same day saw the overwhelming approval of a commercial cannabis tax measure in RioDel. The tax measure had been written and targeted for the 2016 presidential election ballot, which was widely anticipated to have a high voter turnout. The City Council chose to not put the measure on the ballot at that time, despite the expected development of the Humboldt RioDel Business Park at the former Eel River Sawmill site, which is the only approved location in the city for limited medical cannabis-related businesses. Measure X was approved by RioDel residents by 82.22% to 17.78%, or 319 yes votes against 69 no votes, for a total of 388 votes cast. As a contrast, in the November 2016 election, over 1,100 votes were cast in RioDel. Despite the low turnout, the tax measure was approved, which included a range of tax rates that the city can enact without having to go back to the voters. Taxes on cultivation up to $5 per square foot of cultivation space was approved, with the initial tax starting at $2. Nurseries and all other authorized commercial cannabis activities will be taxed up to 10% of gross receipts, with the initial tax rate set at 2%. The City Council can adjust the tax rates up to the maximum, but they can only increase it once per calendar year and no more than $1 per square foot or 2% of gross receipts at a time. There is only one commercial medical cannabis-related business that is expected to begin operating in 2018, although there are a number of others in development. It should be noted that RioDel recently contracted with SICPA for track and trace services for commercial cannabis, which is the same system that will be used by the County of Humboldt and Eureka. The track and trace system will be integral to assessing taxes on the commercial cannabis businesses. The tax revenue collected is a general tax, which means it can be used for any purposes. The City Council has expressed their preference to utilize the revenue to improve streets and infrastructure, as well as enhance law enforcement, but this is not binding, and future councils can use the funds as needed. The next RioDel City Council meeting will be Tuesday, November 21st at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. The full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.